Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. This sermon is entitled, Can We Accept God's Love? One of my favourite prayers is by a woman called Jenny Bergen, and it goes something like this. Lord, when your love spilled over into creation, you thought of me. I am from love, of love, for love. What an amazing claim. When God first created, he did so with us in mind. In fact, the reason that God created was so that God could create us in order that we might receive his love, participate in his love, and flourish within that love. We are no accident or afterthought. God made us for love, of love, from love. The fundamental question every human being asks is, do you love me? And the answer from God is an unequivocal, unashamed, unabashed yes. So the question really is, will we accept God's love? Will we be able to accept that love? The God who threw the stars into space, moulded the dry land and set the neutrons and protons humming, directed his divine love towards us, and us in particular. And God is just longing to love us, rain down upon us an abundance of grace and favour, and all we need to do is receive it. Can this really be true? Although biologists and sociologists say that we are hardwired for relationship, and theologians say we are created for a relationship with God who loves us just because we exist, somehow we get the idea that we need to be worthy to be loved, to deserve it, to earn it. We turn, do you love me, into what must I do to be worthy to be loved? I used to work in fostering and an adoption team, and I think back to some of the poor choices teenagers would make to prove themselves worthy of some attention and affection. Or the children who thought it was something they'd done who had caused their parents to love them less. We know that human love is less than perfect. We know that the well of human love can dry out. And I think we project our small human experience onto the finite love of God, along with that other heresy that we say to ourselves, that only God has only so much love to give. We live and relate to God as though we've just heard this news bulletin. Breaking story. God's love has gone up by £5 a barrel due to over-demand and short supply. A problem with frictionless trade at the port means that there'll be further shortages. People are urged to decrease consumption and look for substitutes to God's love. Current practices of giving it away to children, the vulnerable and the poor, must be stopped immediately. Instead of thinking of God as we know from our scripture, our faith tradition and our liturgy, the unquenchable, self-giving, excessive love, we think that God's love is in short supply and that we need to compete for it. So when we hear today's parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, we all too easily hear this interpretation. A self-righteous Pharisee says his prayers in the temple. He is full of pride and congratulates himself. A tax collector also comes to pray, but he, unlike the Pharisee, is humble. And God hears the prayers of the humble tax collector and does not listen to the prayers of the self-righteous Pharisee. The moral of the tale is therefore, be humble like the tax collector. The tax collector has discovered the secret to win approval in the eyes of God. Be humble, be like the tax collector, and you will be able to say, thank God I'm not like the Pharisee. And there's the trap, I think. That betrays this way of interpreting the story. This is not a parable about winning God's love. This is not about substituting one bad way to try to get God to listen to you, self-righteousness, with another way, humility. Rather, it's a story where two people who seem very different are actually very alike. They both need God's love and forgiveness, and they are both loved and forgiven by God. The difference is that one is open to receiving that abundance love and the other one isn't. The Pharisee's prayer, I think, is more like a progress report. Dear God, I'm just checking in with you this morning, and I want you to know that everything is fine and dandy down here with me. I'm keeping the commandments and giving more than I need to. I'm well regarded within the community. My status rating is very good. This is the Pharisee then saying, nice to see you, over and out. The Pharisee asks nothing of God and receives nothing from God, and so he goes home. On the other hand, the tax collector is actually quite a despicable fellow, a traitor to his community, making money out of his neighbours and handing it over to the occupying forces. But for some reason, he comes into the temple, he gets on his knees, and he knows his need of God's mercy and love. He has done nothing to earn it, and he is not deserving of it. He just needs it. And he goes away, home, aware of the abundant love flowing down to him and the Pharisee. Quite extraordinary. So where the tax collector has opened himself up, opened his heart to God, the Pharisee has really stood there and put an umbrella around him of self-fulfillment and self-sufficiency. And all God's love and mercy and forgiveness has run right off around him. This is a parable, you see, about God's abundant love for us. And whether we're going to put up our umbrellas and keep them there, or whether we're going to take the umbrella down and dance in the rain, or whether we're going to keep ourselves dry and unaffected. The response to God's lavish love is to accept it, relish it, treasure it, and then find ways of giving it away. In church, we find ways of accepting it by greeting each other in the peace of the Lord, gathering at Holy Communion and saying, we need this spiritual food. We practice giving it away by praying for people some of whom today we will pray for that we don't even know or know their names of. We give it away by offering our money, our talents, and our gifts. And we practice giving it away by leaving this place this morning and going out into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit to love and serve the Lord. So the question for you this morning is, can you accept God's love, live in it, and flourish within it? It is God's heart that you say yes. Amen. Let us pray.